Alright y'all, welcome back to Chit Chat with Alley Cat. I'm your host Alley Cat, and today I want to talk about permission. Happy International Women's Day to all folks, women, trans women, femmes, single mothers, oldest daughters, just everybody, happy International Women's Day. To our ancestors, to the folks who have guided us along the way. And, you know, I really just want us to sit with this idea of permission. I've been reflecting a lot on it. We're in Pisces season, and some of my loved ones are Pisces. And I just think about who gives me permission to be myself. And when do I give myself permission to be myself and show up in, you know, ways that feel good for me. And really just want to share with y'all permission practices that guide me, that keep me centered. Bringing questions for y'all to reflect on and sit with. So the first question I have is, when do you give yourself permission to be whole? And so, like I said, this began out of me thinking about the folks who have kind of, you know, just embraced and accepted me at different levels of my own journey. And I think that I give myself permission to be my whole self. Ooh, probably around like my closest friends and loved ones. And that's like people that you could sit around and be silent with, or the people that you could like, you know, fall asleep watching a movie or just go on a walk. I find myself giving myself permission to do those types of things, especially when I have a bunch of other spaces that I'm in that take from me, that feel like they're mining. And I feel like another example of this permission practice is this podcast. This podcast came out of like a spiritual, creative, really like community-based call to have these conversations, to have these reflections. And so I move in that way about this podcast. I try to make sure I'm not moving out of my own integrity, out of, you know, like necessity of like, I just need to keep grinding, because this podcast is actually the antithesis of grind culture, of grinding. There have been episodes I haven't released because I'm like, oh, this is grind. And so I have to go back and reflect of like, this is just me making something just to make something versus making something with intention, with heart, with care. And so I've been doing a lot of reflection on that. I shared a post that a friend had asked me. It's so great. A friend who I love so much, who has been supporting this podcast and listening. And I saw her, we spent some time together, and she pulls out her phone and she pulls up her podcast app. And she's like, where's Chit Chat with Alley Cat been? I haven't seen a new episode since December. And she was serious. And, you know, I appreciate the love in which she asked this question. It wasn't like she was reprimanding me or anything. It was really just like, I rock with this and I'm just wondering where the next episodes are. And so for me, I didn't feel any shame. I didn't feel any guilt. I didn't feel any like, oh my God, let me get it together. I was like, you know, girl, like I'm taking a break. And winter for me can get really dark depending on where I'm at. And this winter I kind of went through, you know, these like phases or seasons of depression, which I guess is seasonal depression itself. And so, yeah, in that I was like, you know what, I'm going to honor my mind space and honor my own bandwidth and not try to stretch beyond where I'm at. And so kind of coming out of the winter season, or, you know, we're on the precipice of spring. We're right there. I thought it would be nice to reflect on permission and acceptance and how we hold that space for ourselves. And so my permission practices lately are like allowing myself to say no, right? Just as much as I allow myself to say yes to opportunities and moments and experiences that are nourishing, I'm getting in a practice of saying no more just so I'm not exhausted. And, I feel like a lot of folks are in a realm of burnout and exhaustion, and they're just like, oh, let me just make it to the summer. Mind you, it's March, right? So we have to have like a better a better plan than being like, I'm just trying to make it till X vacation or, these moments. I think it's really good to have, things you look forward to, and it's important to think about how you're nourishing yourself where you're at.
Chit Chat with Alley Cat is sponsored by Teas with Meaning. Magic is our main ingredient. Teas with Meaning is committed to providing handcrafted organic loose leaf and bottled tea blends. Developed in the heart of Oakland by educator and tea connoisseur Camila Mitchell, a brain tumor survivor and cancer warrior. All ingredients are sourced from Mount Shasta, California, and other farms throughout the world to ensure quality ingredients with various medicinal properties without compromising taste. I love a good cup of tea from Teas with Meaning in the morning or at night when I'm about to go to bed. It's just a warm hug. I recommend you all go get a few bags of tea and yeah, sip with meaning.
This next question I've been sitting with, I was introduced to by Adrienne Marie Brown, Sonya Renee Taylor, and Alok. And they were in a conversation, the three of them. And in this conversation, it was really thinking about radical permission. And I did the Radical Permission Institute, and it was really beautiful. I recommend the journal for sure. Just anyone who's like reflecting or any sort of process, the Radical Permission journal, it's really beautiful and it's deep. So like give yourself space to process the questions, your own answers. But Alok brought this question in around femininity, and they said, what feminine part of you did you destroy in order to live in this world? And I think about that often, again, as a water sign, as like, very much like Care Bear energy. I'm just like a very like loving, caring person. I think that a part of myself that I destroyed in order to live in this world that I've been trying to heal is the, I would call her like, trying to think. It's not like Pollyanna, but it's like I'm trying to think of like a good example. It's really just like I feel like I killed some of the sweetest parts of who I am to survive in this world. And I think that I did that because she was naive. So I guess that's what it is. I killed some of the naivete that I had. Because it often resulted in people taking advantage of my kindness or people kind of smashing on it, kind of attacking it. And I kind of got sick of being attacked. And so from there, I just determined, like, all right, well, I'm only gonna allow certain people to have access to this aspect of who I am. And so that's really a question for y'all to think about, like, what of your softness, of your tenderness, of your heart, maybe did you have to or did you feel like you had to put on pause for the world? And I think that's why I speak to kind of like my reclamation of my bringing her back, my softness, my tenderness, and not so much being naive, but being aware, discerning. I think that it's important to know, where you're at and like be aware of your surroundings in different ways and protect yourself, right? And so really I just want us to sit with this. Like permission is such a big thing, and most people spend their lives looking for like permission from their parents, from their friends, from their peers, colleagues, whoever, and, you know, rarely thinking about how they give themselves permission to show up, whatever that looks like, and being really caring with yourself, right? Being graceful with yourself as you explore those permissions. I think about, I do a lot of work with young folks, and so I think about my teen and tween self often, and the permissions that I, you know, give her to show up, or the permissions that I sit with around really what I wear. I think clothes were such a big expressive point for me growing up, and I spent so much of my life, early life, like hating my body. And so when it comes to like clothes and expressing myself, now I'm like, okay, what do I feel excited about? What makes me feel like good, you know, and not just I'm putting this on for function, you know, because a lot of like my default became I'll just wear what's comfortable and not really expressive just to like get through the day. And so, yeah, just thinking about where we hold space for ourselves, where we hold space for each other, right? And celebrating each other and celebrating, I really wanted, yeah, celebrating our softness, celebrating our tenderness, celebrating the ways we can love each other. I know there's just so much going on right now in the world and all of our lives. And I feel like we can get caught up in who am I, what's going on, what is this, and, you know, kind of forget to go back to that kind of kindergarten energy of just allowing yourself to have the permission to be exactly who you are in that moment, and to connect with other people who are often experiencing similar, you know, challenges and struggles, or even just needing an ear. And so thinking about, yeah, how we show up, how, like, giving yourself permission can inspire someone else to give themselves permission. Also, I think about permission in this way of, like, it, God, it's such a weird word. Like, it's not even something that is so necessary, but, like, I think it comes down to, like, how we perceive, right? Like how we perceive what it is we're doing. And so this is a really great moment to think about perception and where you can allow yourself to release perception. Because for me, when I am giving myself permission to wear that crop top, or I'm giving myself permission to wear whatever like funky colored leggings, right? Like I am releasing perception. I'm releasing the idea that I will be perceived because of what I'm wearing. And I'm giving myself permission to just walk in my truth, to walk in my power, to stand in what feels good for me, and just radiate in that. And so I really just want y'all to sit with that. Like, where do you give yourself permission to be where you're at, whatever that looks like? Whether it's expressive, whether it's reflective, whether it's contemplative, right? Like deeply, like in thought, honoring that, honoring yourself, honoring each other. And yeah, I really want to urge y'all to think about a woman in your life who has given you permission, who has held space for you, who has shown up, who has seen you, who's loved you. And I want you to reach out, write them something, check in with them. If they're an ancestor, you know, write them a little letter, you know, write them a note, thank them for the ways they showed up in your life. If you can call them, call them. If you can voice note them, send them a voice note. You know, you want to snail mail them, send them a really beautiful card. But just think about, you know, the folks who have shown up for you, right? Who've given you permission to be as weird or goofy, as loving, as caring, as you ever wanted to be, right? Like the people who really just show up and show out. And I know I'm thinking about some people that are so close to my heart. And yeah, I really want you all to sit with that of just who those folks have been. And then for you, think about what your practices are going to be, right? Like maybe you get into a yes practice. Maybe you're someone who says no to a lot of things. And you're like, you know what? Let me give myself opportunity. Let me give myself a space to grow, right? To blossom, to bloom. And maybe your other permission practices look like, you know, you giving yourself room to breathe, you giving yourself room to, you know, be nourished. You know, maybe it's not so much about the giving and it's more about receiving, right? So giving yourself permission to receive love, to receive care, to receive grace. We'll be back soon with more episodes, y'all. I appreciate everyone who has subscribed, who has shared this podcast, all of my guests. I always want to shout out. I just love all my guests. And really am excited for this next realm of Chit Chat with Alley Cat. And take care, y'all. Thank you for listening to this episode of Chit Chat with Alley Cat. Please subscribe where you listen to podcasts, and we'll catch you later.